Alright, hello and welcome to Trash Party Aftermath. This is Justin.
This is Chris.
You guys thought you could get rid of us, but we're back.
Like a good VD disease.
Yikes. So I put in front of Chris the 2006 yearbook. That's the year we graduated. He's never seen it because why? You didn't go to school that year?
No, I went.
But you weren't present most of the time.
Why do I have, like, you know the fancy, like, blur shirts that they make now? Like, if you take your picture, it blurs it out. Have you seen those?
Oh, like...
like, the celebrities could wear. They're, like, shirts, and it fucks with your camera if you take a picture. They're, like, blur shirts or something.
Does it blur your face?
It blurs, like, wherever the clothing is.
Oh.
So it'll just make you, like, head and everything else just white.
I've never seen that. You're wearing one?
No, it looks like it. In the hoodie. Because there's a... that or they had to bleep it out. Maybe I was wearing an inappropriate hoodie and someone had to white out the picture.
You did have that hoodie that just said, fuck.
You ever wear a hoodie? Ah! Oh, that one's still sticky. There's a stick line across it. Jesus!
Stick line.
Look at it.
Oh, that's that page with her on it.
There's no dudes on this page.
Oh. Is it the male swim team? Oh, God.
We couldn't afford one of those.
Y'all want to swim in the creek out back?
Cutest couple. See where that got you.
Who is it? Oh,
gotcha. Oh, God.
Gotcha.
I forgot they put the baby pictures next to it. Damn, you in a tux.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, they did the industrial smoothing on everybody, though, didn't they?
Yeah. I plan to go to college to become a... why is there...
to come.
Everything's, like, retardedly cut off, like, bees on one and then comes on the other side with no dash.
I went to college to come.
Become an animation designer.
Who was it? Is that me?
Yeah. It's so fucking small. I will...
designer?
I will warn. It's so sticky, my arms are stuck to it. What the fuck? I'm going to take a bath when I get home. I will warn the legend. Legendary Dew Helmet.
Dog.
It says Dew Helmet.
It says Dew?
Yeah.
They fucked up so hard and on this.
What?
I priced it some belly.
To Wyatt goes his old sock I found once.
Oh, yeah.
A pocket full of dreams.
I said something to Wyatt.
Xanax?
To Chris Peterson, a Zanny bar. For his dreams.
All right.
For his misery.
Cody Bilioli looks like he's crying in
Cody Bilioli.
Well, it looks like he has a black eye and he's crying in the picture.
Crying.
Your sticky mark. I don't know.
I got that stick line.
Where's old Lytle at? Why is everyone wearing, like, blue shirts with a blue background? Jesus.
Maybe if I put on... here, I'll be right back.
Well, they all took it in the same place, right? It was all...
this place right here or whatever?
The yarn shop.
Yeah, that place. I plan to go to Columbia for multimedia communications. It's high school. Just take the lesser of the two evils. I mean, come on.
He criticized high school in his quote. All right, we doing this?
Yeah, still okay. Recording, right? Hold
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Let's see how shitty mine is, or did I even get one? Ah, it, what the fuck?
Did you write anything?
I don't remember. That's all I said. This is new to me.
You don't remember that thing you wrote on a scrap of paper in 2005?
No. For some reason, I'm like half naked in a wagon, though, in my baby picture.
What's different?
Seems like I just put down a bunch of bullshit because I didn't want to do it.
And why not?
God. How many of these people are dead?
They're not dead. They might be dead. They could be dead.
This thing cost you $30.
Oh my God. I didn't pay for it. My mother did. Damn.
Damn.
So I ordered the unrated Dumb and Dumber Blu-ray.
Did it come with a metal case?
It's a steelbook. The steelbook edition. No, it comes... I looked up, like, additional footage that comes on it.
Nothing.
You get, like...
you get nothing.
You get nothing. There's, like, extended scenes. So you get
There's like a laugh track or something.
No, you mean like a blooper reel? Yeah. No, it's more like remember when the old lady rips off Lloyd, takes all his shit?
Yeah.
You get to see a little more of that. Oh yeah. But then you get to see when he rips the head off the bird. You get to see that. And then when Seabass hawks in the burger.
Yeah.
You get to see that.
There are a bunch of outtakes of him doing
it. It's just like extended scenes that they cut because of like grossness and probably time. And there's a little bit more in the hot tub.
When they're in
the bachelor
in the heart.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
There's like, I think they hear sex in like the next room. There's that. Remember when Seabass catches up with Lloyd?
In the pisser?
Yeah. He like takes down his pants and he has like leopard underwear on. And he like starts to gyrate. You get to see that. There's just like all these like, I don't know, like mildly homophobic things that they added in.
They had to cut it out.
Yeah, probably just to make it a little more friendly for like...
They had to keep it underneath the R rating, probably.
Yeah, probably. They couldn't have like male, like legit male rape almost happening. I remember when I saw that movie, because you know the scene, like the dream sequence that Lloyd's having, and he's like thinking about Mary... And like he starts to like she takes off her shirt and then like she has like headlights, you know?
Yeah, driving.
He about head on that car. Okay, so like she's taking her shirt down. Yeah. And I went to the movie with a friend's a friend and the mom. Did I tell you about this already?
No.
Yeah,
I could just put it together with the year that it was.
Yeah, like I went with a friend, the one who said my sandwich is all soggy. That one who made fun of me.
Yeah.
So, like, she's, like, the camera's, like, panning down to her boobs. And the mom saw this happening. And she was, like, she, like, quickly tried to get our attention and, like, call us down to talk to us while that was happening on the screen. And I remember so obviously. I remember so obviously that it was happening. I was, like, oh, my God. Like, come on. And I was like, that movie came out in like 95 or 94. And it's like, I'm 6 or 7 years old. Like, I know what's happening. Like, I've seen boobs before on movies. Anyway, I watched Batman Forever last night.
I've seen the
horror. Oh my God, dude. That movie is so bad. Like even
I recommend you, Clarence. You go to Batman.
Well, I wanted to watch it because I knew I had it. I think earlier in the week we watched 89 Batman, and that movie's good, dude. Have you ever seen with like Jack Nicholson as a Joker? It's good. Like it's a good movie, and it's kind of dark. Batman Returns has like Penguin and Catwoman.
Yeah,
you've seen that
Mr.
one, probably.
Freeze or
No. Mr. Freeze came in like Batman and Robin, which was after Batman Forever. Batman and Robin's just unwatchable. Yeah, it was like the heyday for Jim Carrey. And he was just like, when he was in the Batman movie, he was just flat out doing his Jim Carrey shtick in a Batman movie. It was terrible. So, that fucking sucked. Last time we talked, your life was falling apart.
Still is.
Anything new?
That's the falling apart.
It's summertime. I hate summer.
Fucking hot.
It is hot. It sucks. I was thinking about the 5-second rule.
With food?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You don't do that?
No.
I thought you were a 5-second rule guy.
I don't trust shit.
The thing about the 5-second rule is like, the moment it hits the ground, it has just as many germs on it 5 seconds from then. You know? So you're not a 5-second rule guy?
No. It hits the floor, it's done. What?
Is that a hand?
Yeah.
The moment it hits, even if it's like hard candy.
I don't know. Even if it's in wrappers, half the time I just throw it away. It's like, I don't.
So like this?
Or if it was like open, you had like a bite off of it, and then it's, you know what I mean? Like
a Twinkie? Like
you take one bite and it falls on the floor, I'm done.
Because I was thinking like, sometimes if you were to drop, like, a piece of popcorn.
Trash.
Well, like, my floors, like, if you drop, like, a piece of popcorn on, like, a hardwood floor, no?
Nope, not me.
Okay, because I was thinking, like, the softer the food, like, the less likely you would be. Like, if you were to drop, a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Or would you be inclined to...
I would just fucking throw it all away.
What if it's
man.
Like a wrapped taco and you drop it in your house?
If it's fully wrapped and nothing touched the ground, yes.
Like if no food came out? Because some people are more liberal with that, man. Like, if you drop like a Skittle. No?
I know some people, but yes, I understand. But I don't.
All right. I think we're all right. Calm down. What about like... you ever, like, been chewing on food and you, like, go into a public bathroom and...
While still chewing on the... No!
No?
Have you?
I don't know.
Jesus!
Like, what if you have, like, a hard candy in your mouth and you go into a bathroom?
I usually try not to open up my mouth when... Girls say they have it bad. They have not seen a dude's restroom before.
I don't know. Speaking of women's restrooms...
Jeez.
Okay, so at work, where I work, it's kind of on the outskirts of town, right?
Yeah.
And there's a cemetery nearby, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know what was there in, like, the 50s, because the building I'm in was built in the 70s.
Yeah.
It stands to reason there was farmland. There may have been a farmhouse.
Yeah.
Long story short, there may be some wandering spirits.
In your warehouse?
Yeah. Like, I'm not a believer in, like, God. So, like, I'm not big on, like, that. But there's some, like, weird things.
Other employees just be having sex in the bathroom next to you.
Daddy, there was a child calling for daddy.
Sorry, Zach Bacon, calm down.
I want to go to his museum.
He has, isn't he going to be in like the cities or something? I sent it to Jen. No, Chris Angel.
Mind freak. He's a real mind freak. I don't fuck with that guy. Yeah, I think it's like, tickets aren't cheap though. Anyway, so, this goes back like 10 years. Our cleaning guy, he,
stop cleaning this one bastard.
He was cleaning. Okay, it was a Saturday. Nobody was in the warehouse. I think there was even like a Christmas party going on. So, he was cleaning like one of the offices. And he heard somebody sneeze. And he thought like, oh, maybe somebody came back to the warehouse to like grab something. Because it stands to reason, like, you know, someone, like, forgot something. So they came back. So he's like, what the fuck? And he thought, like, maybe, you know, maybe something was playing tricks on him. So he went to, like, the dock doors and looked out, and there were no cars. There was, like, no one there. And I think he heard a sneeze or talking. I'm not sure if he heard light talking. Then another time, this dude was just cruising through the warehouse in his fork truck and
on his car. On his 6'4".
And he's, what's that?
That fucking Vanilla Ice or whatever, Ice Cube. That 6'4". It came out in like 1960 or whatever. It was like with Tupac and
like
Dr. Dre.
Cruising through my, I don't know, some shit like that. that's not the gin and juice, though.
No, but it's that same time period.
Like old 90s hip-hop. Where you felt like, things are alright, but things were really fucked up.
There were worse.
Like, the music was, like, kinda happy, because it was, like, early hip-hop.
And Compton was really angry.
But, like, things were still, like, really fucked up. Okay, so, dude's just cruising on his fork truck, and he sees, like, a young child... Like
running,
yeah, like cross the aisle where he was going, and he's like he I think he either saw it in like one of the mirrors, you know,
oh,
that
you
they
have
the
blind mirrors or whatever they're called,
yeah, so you can see around corners and shit. And he's like, the fuck? And he went up to the dock and he's like, dude, there's like a kid in the warehouse, like, we gotta tell somebody. And the guy at the dock, it's Dale,
yeah,
he's like, you might want to go talk to the cleaning guy, Tony. And he's like, because he's also witnessed the same thing. Okay, so that was 10 plus years ago at this point. Well, then a month ago, one of the HR women, she talked to the cleaning guy, and she's like, they were just chit-chatting, like, ah, what's up? And then she's like, I don't know, man. I just had someone come into my office crying about hearing a kid's voice in the women's bathroom. Like, she heard, like, a kid talking and stuff. So, and it's all, like, in the same
area,
vicinity, yeah. Probably, like, a 50-yard space.
So no one goes back there anymore.
So I don't know. Like, I don't really believe in stuff, but
why don't,
like,
you go back there tomorrow?
No.
Thought you didn't believe in
them. I believe enough not to go down there. So the fair's coming up.
Gross.
Hopefully, recently at another event with Carnival Rides, there was a 50 to 100 man battle royale in our town.
We're hoping to up it up this year.
Really hoping to up the ante with a 150 man. We got 50 men on each corner. They got the triangle of death. Cut open Bush Light cans. They're just like
someone sharpened a 12 ouncer.
That'd be fucked up. A tall boy. Tall boy fight. Yeah, but can you believe that? Can you imagine? I don't even know if that was, like, legit, but it made the news. Like, there was, like, a 50 to 100 man fight. I never heard any, like, anything else come from it, so I like, don't know.
I have no idea. I just remember reading the article.
Yeah. Anyway. So, wow. What?
Ah, both my ankles popped.
Yeah. You got ankle problems too?
I got everything.
I got everything. Okay, so the fair's coming up. I was going to talk about the fair. Craig Morgan, it's a country singer?
Yeah, he's supposed to be there.
It's What I Like About Sundays. Have you ever heard that song?
On the radio.
Yeah, and then I, like, watch the video. It's the fucking whitest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So you going to go watch it?
No.
What, need to get your tickets, buddy?
Tickets? You have to get tickets?
I think you have to pay. I think it's $100. Because it's actual country music concert.
It's not just, like,
free. It's not the Dirt Road Rockers or some shit from around here.
Is that something?
I think
the
so.
The Dirt Road Rockers. No, but I like, watch the video, and it's, like, white normal person pleasing song. That's what all country music is, though. It's just kind of like it just aims to please, like, everyone.
Unlike women.
Jeez, Chris. Got some issues you need to work out, or
I got a lot, buddy. I got...
how is your love life?
Fantastic.
But no, I don't mean to say, like, it's super white, but it just is. It's like the most, like, pedestrian, middle class, church going, lemonade drinking,
beer drinking son of a bitch. All right, channel my 316 here.
Sorry, a little bit of attitude sneaking in. But it's just like swinging on a front porch swing, and then, like,
my dog died. No, with my Bush Light.
It's not quite like the dog died, my wife left me. It's just like happy stuff, just like happy, feel good horse shit, like nothing dangerous.
Literally, all music videos has a horse pooping in the background. Peered horse shit.
Straining like a horse vomiting. Hey, I found out about horse vomit.
It doesn't happen.
They can't throw up.
We could force it to somehow.
Give it that brown stuff. What is that stuff?
X-Lax?
No, you know that brown, like on Family Guy, they all drink that.
Yeah.
They all drink that stuff. Horses and rabbits can't puke. Donkeys can.
All right, let's get a donkey.
Feed it some beer. Giraffes. That would take forever.
Jumping and shoving your finger in its throat. Like, ah!
Like on a trampoline.
Trying to hook its mouth.
Give it the old fisherman's hook.
Oh, God.
No, I found that out, though. We had a little chit-chat on the way to the con last time about horses vomiting. Can't happen. Sorry. Hey, fruit by the foot or fruit roll-up? What do you think?
One was the square, right?
Fruit roll-up was the square. I feel like we've talked about this before. Which one did you like?
I ate the roll-ups, is what we had as a kid.
Did you take the paper off?
I took the paper off and just fisted it into my mouth like a ball.
They had paper on them? It explains so much. I liked the fruit roll-up. They had the cutouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever used them.
Nah. Feel bad for, like, that company. Like, they probably went to the trouble of, like, cutting those out. You
like,
know?
Yeah, someone's going to eat stars. Yeah. No.
No. Just, everyone just ripped it up and ate it. Like, what were you supposed to do? Like, cut it out, hold it up, and then eat it?
Because
if you were, like, to, like, put it down on anything.
I try not to play with my food. Yeah, I don't know.
My hands are filthy.
I don't know where they've been.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen where they've been. I like the... The fruit by the foots were, like, a little too, like, thin. I like the fruit roll-up. They had, like, a little more substance to them. Let's put it out as a poll on the Facebook page.
On the Book of Faith.
Huh? Okay, I was thinking about, like, horror movies. This is just all over the place. Because what kind of movie do you like? Do you like more of, like, a monster movie or, like, a slasher movie?
You know the last horror movie I saw?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like the newer one?
We watched the original. The original.
I watched part 3. Fucking horseshit. So bad.
Is that the... Which one's that?
It was from 1990. Oh. Viggo Mortensen was in it. He was Hidalgo, and he was like in Lord of the Rings. He was Aragorn. Terrible. Fucking horseshit. Part 2 is good, because it's like kind of funny. And, like, corny, and, like, they make Leatherface kind of almost, like, more mentally challenged. But he's kind of like an anti-hero. It's weird. But part 3 is called Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
So it usually happens once you get sequels. More than one of them.
Yeah. 2 was good, because 2 had still, like, one... It had one guy from the original movie.
And that was
it. And everyone else is new. But it's a good movie. Like, I would fucking... I'm getting that on Blu-ray. That's right. Physical media. No, it's good. Part 2 is good. 3 is bad. But do you like more of, like, a slasher movie? Like, Halloween Jason?
I haven't even seen the new one of that yet, either.
The new Halloween? It's pretty... Or the new Jason, which was, like, 10 years ago.
Either one. I don't think I've seen either one.
The new Halloween's good. But do you like Stabby?
Children of the Corn?
Was that the last horror movie you watched in your basement in 2006?
No, I watched it like a couple months ago.
Did you have that on tape?
I have it on DVD.
Children of the Corn?
Yeah, because it was a red DVD with a black cornfield.
I'm trying to think if I can imagine what the cover looks like. I like the original with, like, Mordecai?
Rigby?
Yeah.
No, wrong series.
Okay, dude.
Yeah,
I think it's Mordecai. Malekith?
What?
What?
We're stretching here.
I think it's Mordecai. He was, like, the cult leader boy. That's a Stephen King. They made a sequel to The Shining. Dr. Sleep.
I don't even think I've seen the original
Shining. Oh my god, the original Shining's fucking priceless.
I try to avoid movies because I get tired.
That's a long one, too. That's like 2.5 hours. That movie's good. Oh man, I can't say enough good about The Shining.
I probably try to avoid movies or anything that gets too long because then I'll start dozing off.
Is it like you just can't do it? Or do you get like bored?
I don't think it's bored. I just, like, tired for not moving and sitting there so long.
Which is funny, because, like, when you're here, like, you don't move from that spot. I'm always like, does he have to go to the bathroom? Like, is he okay?
Shit next to the skunks out front.
Oh, we haven't talked about the skunks. Okay, so a month ago, Jen came home from work and saw an adult skunk. By our back light, like our back door. She's like, oh, fuck. She sent me a text like, yeah, by the way, keep a lookout. There's a skunk. I was like, all right, I'll shine my light when I, you know, my headlights when I come home, make sure there's nothing. What am I going to do?
Fight it.
Fight the skunk. Skunk battle, 2012. Wait, what year is it? So, that happened. Hadn't seen the skunk. Smelled it one time.
They actually leave a stink just walking around. Skunk. They don't spray, but they still have a stink.
It was weird. It was kind of musky. So I was like, that's
Josh? For a good time, please call Trash Party Aftermath.
555. Trash. That's too many letters, Dad. So there was a skunk. Then the night the power went out, did like a transformer blow or some fuck?
I have no idea what happened. Something I just happened. Remember the air conditioner going off and then having to lay in the house till like midnight, like sweating, like, oh, this is bad. I gotta be at work in like 3 hours. So
there's no power anywhere. The town's dark.
Yeah.
Jen looks out the front door because she's gonna go for a walk. She's looking outside like, oh, it's nice and dark out. I'll go for a walk. 7 baby skunks come from under our porch. 7. She counts them. She said they looked like baby kittens, like they were kind of like...
Ah, cat! Oh, God!
The stripe! She said they were like kind of like want like falling over each other, like cute, like they didn't quite have their balance.
Yeah.
So she like shined a light out there. They saw the light, and they all came back. She had her phone on her. So I was like, oh, fuck, there's 7 skunks under our house. So I called my landlady, and she's like, yeah, we got to get rid of those. They sent like a wildlife guy out. Because animal control, like, won't I don't do think it. They do. They don't no. do it, no.
They only do like... Pets, cats, dogs.
Rabies animals. So she called like this wildlife dude from like Woodhull, and he came and he said he charges like $75 every time he comes out. Came out, set a live trap. This is on a Saturday. My landlady calls me in the morning. She's like, Mama Skunk's in there. Don't go outside. I didn't have any plants. She's like, you don't have anyone coming over, right? And I was like, no. So I barricaded myself in the house, flipped on the air, and I hid. And then... Like 4 in the afternoon, right as I'm gonna, I was like, I'll go outside. So I crept around our garage, looked out front. Right then, I didn't even get to see the skunk because then the wildlife people showed up and they, what they do is like, I think they like inoculate it. Like they have some sort of smoke or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it just dazes them or something. Yeah,
so then they could like take care of them and they have to euthanize them. So 8 skunks later, our front step is blocked off. Host. So that's the skunk story. Is that interesting? I don't know. Skunks.
You should have ran outside and wrestled it.
Go,
put it in a headlock.
Put it in a skunk lock. So you don't look for anything in like a horror movie. What about the undead? Undead versus ghosts?
Speaking of undead, so that is The Last Walking Dead.
Yeah.
100% confirmed.
Yeah. Those, issues, okay, so it was...
94, 95, or whatever.
Those were fake.
Yeah.
Those were fake solicits. Yeah. They Kirkman said it, like, in the letter after the issue.
Yeah.
He's like, I knew I wanted to end it soon. Me and Charlie Adler, we were talking about it. And wanted to get, an even compendium number.
Yeah, he said he wanted an even number, and he wanted to feel happy.
Yeah.
Which he said 94 was, like... I'm all right with this.
Yeah. Or it'd be 92 was the Rick. Second to last. It's like the fallout. Where
yeah.
Spoilers for Walking Dead comic. Carl shoots zombie Rick.
Yeah.
That's 192.
Yeah.
Or
95 was the last one.
Or 93 was the last one. So that's 93. Like, it does a time jump. You and get Carl's like an adult.
Yeah. And what it's like now
yeah.
compared. Which I think I haven't read the new one, but I got it, thank God, because Tim ran out.
Yeah, I'm assuming he
got it. I messaged him as soon as I found out. I was like, is this still in my pull file? Yes. How much is my pull file? Told me. I'm like, I'll be there Saturday morning.
You got it then?
I went like Saturday at 10.
Just in case.
Like, I'm like, dude, I have to.
Yeah. Because it's sold out and like, I don't want a second printing.
And the second printing's like next month. They said he should have it at the beginning of next month. It would take like 3 weeks.
I read it.
Like, holy shit.
I read it online.
Yeah.
Because I have a site that I read new comics when I'm not ready to pick up yet. So it does a time jump, and basically, like, everything's cool. There's a safe zone. Carl's, like, married to Sophia. They have a daughter named
Sophia
Freckles.
The one with the pink?
No, that's Princess. Sophia's, like, in the comic. It's Carol's. No, wait, hold on.
That's what I'm trying to think. I know the name, but I can't think where it came from.
Sophia is Carol's daughter.
Okay.
But she lives in the comic.
Yeah.
And Carl's married to her when they're older. I don't want this to be too spoilery, but does anyone
read comics? You said spoiler before.
Yeah, I know, but
just cut that out and put it ahead of it.
Yeah. So then it cuts ahead, safe zone. Carl's got, like, a daughter, Andrea. He named her Andrea. And, yeah, because Andrea's dead. Andrea and Rick are, like, an item. And then, like, I think she goes out on a run and she comes back and she's bit. And then there's, like, a long thing where...
Okay, it's been so long, man. I need to...
Where Rick's all sad and he's like, you got bit. And then they have, like, a goodbye and shit. And,
Note to self, don't date Rick.
Yeah. Or, yeah, you'll die. So Carl's, like, on his land, and then he sees a walker. And, like, it starts from the perspective of the walker, and then you see the sword.
Yeah.
And you don't really know who's wielding it. It gets its head cut off, and it's Carl. Turns out that walker belonged to Herschel, which is Maggie and Glenn's son.
Yeah.
He has, like, a traveling road show where he, like, features, like, come see the Walking Dead. It's like a circus act.
Yeah.
Where he's, like, allowed to have them. And so it's, like, destruction of property. And Carl's like, what the fuck? Like, you gotta be kidding me. And he's like, so he, like, has to go before a judge and stuff. But the judge turns out to be Michonne, and charges get dropped. That's kind of how the issue ends. Like, then they've built statues to Rick and stuff. And it's a little... Like, it's not like it went out with a bang, but...
Went out good.
Yeah, it's a good end, because, like, the story ends with, like, Carl reading a book basically about Rick to his daughter. Like, the hero, Rick Grimes.
Yeah. I think they're done. There ain't gonna... Yeah. He's like, there might be, like, a spinoff, one, because they were talking about, like, a spinoff. But he's like, that's all I've heard, and he's like, from what I've heard, Kirkman just said he's happy with it. He's done. And I'm like, well, I did research. I didn't know Kirkman's, like, high up in Image Comics.
I think he's, like, a VP.
Yeah.
Or he's, like, chief executive officer or something like
that.
Yeah,
he's chief something.
Yeah.
I think,
because Walking Dead got him that role, basically. They're like, okay, we trust you. That's why he has, like, fucking four books going. Yeah, it's that book ending. It's
sad.
It's had its moments in the past, like, 2 years. But it's been kind of...
Slowly going.
Boring.
Because he can't get his whole mind to it. Like what he was saying. Yeah. He's like, I can't give it the attention it deserves. It's taking a lot out on me. And
he even says, like, in the letter at the end, he's like, how many more places can I go? Like, you can only, like, relocate this group so many times.
Yeah.
What I wish they would have done is, like...
Dwight comes back.
Well, what's kind of cool is, like... And I don't know why, but, like, Carl, they make a point, like, Carl's been making drops, like, supply drops to a house, and he'll go up and he'll knock, and he'll leave a bunch of shit, it's Negan's place.
Yeah.
And Andrea's like, Sophia's like, why do you keep going? He's like, well, the supplies keep disappearing, so.
Just hinting that someone's still there.
Yeah, and then, like, it shows a... There's, like, a shot of, like, Lucille's grave. So it's like, oh, Lucille's his wife. Died of cancer. So Negan lives.
They might do something with that. Maybe that's one of the spinoffs he was thinking.
I wish they would have showed, like, I would have loved some, like, government shit. Like, what happened with the government?
Yeah.
When this all happened. Like, all we got from the beginning was, like, there is no government. The government shut down. Like, I would have liked to see that, or I would have liked to see some conspiracy shit, like, where the virus started.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. That would have been a cool payoff, but we never got that. Because I always liked that in movies where, like Resident Evil. Like where you saw
the before.
Yeah, like you got to see sort of like the Fallout shit. But oh well, it's done.